Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Thursday morning, a little cool out there this morning. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. There is a new survey, a study that's been commissioned called Science Under Siege. It's a new report on how Americans consume and trust science information and how it can lead to viral misinformation. Joining us right now, the head of public affairs, sustainability, and safety at Bayer, Matthias Berninger. Matthias, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on your show.
I appreciate it very much. Tell us about this Harris poll, what it indicates and what its implications are for science and innovation.
Well, first of all, Harris has asked Americans across the country about where they get their scientific information from. And the paradox is this. Most of us get the information from social media. It's much more emotional, much less rational, the kind of information we get. But we also know that we really can't trust that information. And especially the younger of us, the younger generation, as a result of that, tends to less and less trust science, the scientific process, and many of the protagonists, for example, their doctors.
Were you surprised by the findings of this study, and does it concern you?
It absolutely concerns me because without trust in the scientific process, we won't make progress. But in some ways, we weren't surprised because when you look at the other two elements of our findings, one, that a vast majority of Americans that usually can't agree on anything across party lines agree that science is very important. And then secondly, also a vast majority looks at the competition of the United States and China when it comes to science exactly in the right way. Their feelings about how the Chinese caught up very much also resembles the data on investment in science. China has caught up with us. So there is a lot of wisdom of the crowd here. The key challenge in my book, the key challenge is that we need to find a better way to talk about science and to regain trust in the scientific process.
This poll was launched as part of the Science Delivers campaign at Bayer. Tell us a little bit more about the Science Delivers campaign. What's it asking us to do?
Well, it asks us to take a pause and think about all the many things where science has improved our lives and in the future is going to improve lives. Science quite literally delivers, and many of us who had a health scare in the family know about that, but simple things like getting on a plane and landing safely is all according to vast scientific progress. Why did we as a business engage in the Science Delivers campaign? Why did we also commission the Harris poll? Well, in the United States, unlike in China, business invests heavily in science, whereas the Chinese are mainly relying on state investment, and we believe that the business community will only be able to sustain high levels in investment in science if the science and the process is also trusted.
A lot of concerning things in this study, but some glimmers of hope as well. Is there anything that you looked at in this study that maybe gave you a bit of optimism?
Yeah, as I said earlier, the biggest point for me is that we have a consensus in the country that science is important. We can build on that. Everybody agrees that our future, our progress, depends on making progress in science. That's something I'm very, very hopeful about. The other thing I'm hopeful about is that we might find a better way to talk about science with the help of AI, especially if we don't think about AI as an oracle, but really as a partner we can have a conversation with. Social media has proven to emotionalize the debate. I hope that if we learn how to talk to AI and how to learn together with AI, that we build a stronger foundation for science in the country.
What kind of a role do you see artificial intelligence playing in science?
Well, first of all, it's a huge disruptor. We operate in the space of biology and chemistry, and at the intersection of artificial intelligence, biology, and chemistry, a lot of new great things are happening at the moment. For example, we are able to develop therapies against Parkinson that haven't happened in more than 100 years since Parkinson has been detected. So a lot of revolutionary things will be possible with the help of AI. But I also think that AI can help us to better inquire about science, and just by doing that, to better understand it.
If people want to take a look at this study and learn more, where can they go?
Well, it's sciencedelivers.com. That's a good way to go. But I think, generally speaking, listen to scientists. Spend a bit more time. Avoid to just focusing on the headlines. And also, be aware of science influencers. Just double-check why they want to push you into certain directions. Often there is a business interest included in that. And ask for transparency about exactly that.
All right, very good. Matthias, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Paul, thanks, and have a great morning.
All right, you as well. Bye-bye.